It's time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. Remember, past episodes are archived as podcasts on our website at KOZT.com, so you can catch up on everything we've learned so far, and we're going to learn some more right now. Here's Joe Rogalski at the Coast News Desk.
All right, thank you, Dred. William Lee, the Mendocino Coast District Hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center, joined this morning by Dr. John Cottle, the medical director of the Sherwood Oaks Health Center. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
William, take it away.
Good morning. Great to be with you again. Thank you so much. I'd like to start with just a couple items from the City of Fort Bragg. The city and the county are expecting an order Friday from the health officer, Dr. Duhan, for face coverings to be worn on the coastal trail as anyone enters a building other than their residence, effective Monday. So we're expecting that Friday announcement for Monday effective date. we also expect in the order to be relaxed a little where the health officer is allowing coastal residents to drive up to 10 miles for recreational activity. So for Fort Bragg, as we all know, the coastal trail is open. However, the Hall Road is not open because that is a part of the state parks in McCarricker State Park, and there are barriers there. But there's almost a four-mile coastal trail to walk. And so what that means is that folks in Fort Bragg can drive to the Central Business District, park, and possibly go out on the Glass Beach entrance or the Alder Street entrance, which is the middle trail, and be able to access the trail that way. The parking lots will remain closed, as well as the restrooms and the benches out there. But with this sunny weather and no wind, it's nice to be able to go out and get some exercise. So I'd like to introduce a great physician that I work with here at the Mendocino Coast District Hospital, Dr. John Cottle. Welcome.
Thank you, Will. And thank you, KOZT, for this opportunity to speak to our listeners. I just want to say I'm very proud of our team at Sherwood Oaks. Our leadership has been on this from very early on. Governor Newsom, as everyone knows, was the first governor to announce a shelter in place. The leaders at Sherwood Oaks had started it a few days before that with restrictions of visitors. This has been hard on family and on staff to make all those adjustments. We now have no visitors at Sherwood Oaks. You can come and wave at your loved one through the window or call on the telephone, but that's really been the restriction to prevent bringing COVID into the nursing home. Everyone that's been watching the news knows why. The staff has been aggressively wearing masks and hand washing and making all precautions necessary to protect the ones that we care for. We've had a couple of people there I'd like to single out for praise. Victoria and Shama have just done an outstanding job of compiling, conserving our protective equipment and obtaining replacement equipment as much as we can. There's been a reduction in social dining and activities, of course, to try and keep the residents from congregating in close groups, but we've been making adjustments there so that they don't get completely isolated in their rooms. There are still activities going on when they can be safely done. The camaraderie at Sherwood Oaks has been tremendous. Again, I'm just really proud of the team there. It's been an adjustment for the community, too, because the only admissions being taken at Sherwood Oaks these days are from the hospital, directly from the hospital, people that have been studied and screened, again, to avoid bringing the virus into the Coast-only nursing home. Ordinarily, we do rehab at Sherwood Oaks. We even do respite stays, and that'll happen again. They do a great job on rehab at Sherwood Oaks, but for now, we're doing limited studies. We did have tests provided by the county, 29 combination of full-time workers and residents were tested for COVID, all negative. We really appreciate the county making those available. Our county has had between 500 and 600 tests total among 86,000 people that live in our county. So we feel really privileged to have had early testing and look forward to having a few more screening tests done. We have no one symptomatic. Our staff that have become ill with other things have been very appropriately sheltering in place and are screened again before they return to work. Just a word to the community, the masking, everybody's saying, well, you know, this has been going on long enough, hasn't it? We're safe. We've only had five cases. The reason we only have five cases is because we've been so careful. People, wear your mask now more than ever. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. And I want to note that starting this week, the Mendocino Coast Health Report with William Lee from the hospital is going to be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. So William will be back on Monday. Tomorrow, as we did last Thursday, every Thursday will be the Mendocino Coast Clinics. And I received word from the director of the clinics this morning, Lucretia Renteria, that her guest tomorrow will be the clinic medical director, Dr. Lawrence Golden. So that is it. The new schedule, Monday through Wednesday, William coming in in coordination with the hospital in the city, and on Thursday, the Mendocino Coast Clinics, and we take a breather on Friday. Gentlemen, thank you again for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
And this is Rogalski from the Coast.